Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Mum, the postman's just brought a parcel for you. I'll put it in the living room, okay?
It's a gift for Sam. He mustn't see it. And when he comes home, he's going to sit there and watch TV. Take it to my bedroom, please.
What did you buy for him?
I can't tell you yet. It's a surprise.
If it's a surprise, I'll hide it in the bathroom. I remember that you put gifts for me there when I was younger.
And you found them, so it wasn't the best place. Please just take it where I told you and put the parcel under my bed.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, the postman's just brought a parcel for you. I'll put it in the living room, okay?
It's a gift for Sam. He mustn't see it. And when he comes home, he's going to sit there and watch TV. Take it to my bedroom, please.
What did you buy for him?
I can't tell you yet. It's a surprise.
If it's a surprise, I'll hide it in the bathroom. I remember that you put gifts for me there when I was younger.
And you found them, so it wasn't the best place. Please just take it where I told you and put the parcel under my bed.
Tekst drugi.
Hi, Jane. It's been a week since I started to work as a babysitter, and I really love it. Tommy is a great kid who loves drawing. Right now he is playing with his toy cars, so I have a moment to talk to you, but it seems you're busy. I'll call you in the evening, because soon I'll have to give him some soup, and then we will go out to the park. He's going to ride his bike, so I have to watch him carefully. Bye!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jane. It's been a week since I started to work as a babysitter, and I really love it. Tommy is a great kid who loves drawing. Right now he is playing with his toy cars, so I have a moment to talk to you, but it seems you're busy. I'll call you in the evening, because soon I'll have to give him some soup, and then we will go out to the park. He's going to ride his bike, so I have to watch him carefully. Bye!
Tekst trzeci.
Hi, Laura. I'm glad they've finally finished the repair work. And we don't have to use the stairs anymore.
True. It's much easier this way.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes. We went to that new Greek restaurant in the centre. It's great. I'll send you an email with the address when I get back to my desk. But later on, I have a meeting with my boss in 5 minutes.
Good luck then. OK, it's the fourth floor. I'm getting out here. Are you going up to the fifth floor?
Yes. Whoops, I forgot to press the button.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Laura. I'm glad they've finally finished the repair work and we don't have to use the stairs anymore.
True. It's much easier this way.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes. We went to that new Greek restaurant in the centre. It's great. I'll send you an email with the address when I get back to my desk. But later on, I have a meeting with my boss in 5 minutes.
Good luck then. Okay, it's the fourth floor. I'm getting out here. Are you going up to the fifth floor?
Yes. Whoops, I forgot to press the button.
Tekst czwarty.
Hi, it's Jerry from the hiking club. I've just heard that our trip to the mountains is going to be longer than we originally planned, so I need a bigger rucksack. Susan Smith advised me to call you. In her opinion, you are the most experienced hiker in the club. I thought you might have some extra equipment. Please let me know if you have a large rucksack which you could lend me.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, it's Jerry from the hiking club. I've just heard that our trip to the mountains is going to be longer than we originally planned, so I need a bigger rucksack. Susan Smith advised me to call you. In her opinion, you are the most experienced hiker in the club. I thought you might have some extra equipment. Please let me know if you have a large rucksack which you could lend me.
Tekst piąty.
Tom, it's Julia. Listen, I found an online shop which offers a wide range of cards for Teacher's Day. The cards are beautiful, but the envelopes they come with are more important. You put the envelope into the ground and soon you'll see carrots, lettuce or onions growing. You also get a recipe for a meal based on the vegetable. I know Mr. Sanders likes growing vegetables, so I think he'll be really happy with such a gift.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tom, it's Julia. Listen, I found an online shop which offers a wide range of cards for Teacher's Day. The cards are beautiful, but the envelopes they come with are more important. You put the envelope into the ground and soon you'll see carrots, lettuce or onions growing. You also get a recipe for a meal based on the vegetable. I know Mr. Sanders likes growing vegetables, so I think he'll be really happy with such a gift.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
The school system has not changed much for a long time. Why would it change in the next 20 years? I think school will still be more or less the same. School buildings, classrooms, teachers, classmates, timetables and homework. Well, probably students will not use paper textbooks or notebooks anymore. They will use digital books on their smartphones or tablets instead.
Wypowiedź druga.
Some people think in the future everyone will study at home in their own time, with the help of robot teachers. But I don't believe that. I think children in 20 years' time will still attend schools, but they will learn practical things, such as cooking healthy meals, spending money wisely, or staying safe on the internet. That's what will be needed most in the future world.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
In 2040, there will be lots of robots in the workplace and at home. In order to program and use the robots, students will need to learn a lot of maths and science. They will study from textbooks and video materials at home, so there won't be any fixed timetables. Students will only meet their classmates online to do various projects together. When there are difficulties, a student will be able to contact his or her teacher online to get help.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
In 2040, typical schools won't exist anymore. Everyone will learn at home. So children won't meet during lessons, unfortunately. Computers will replace teachers, and subjects will be explained in educational films, shown according to the timetable for a particular course. After finishing a course, students will take a test. I think paper textbooks will still be used, but of course there will be no need to carry heavy school bags.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
The school system has not changed much for a long time. Why would it change in the next 20 years? I think school will still be more or less the same. School buildings, classrooms, teachers, classmates, timetables, and homework. Well, probably students will not use paper textbooks or notebooks anymore. They will use digital books on their smartphones or tablets instead.
Wypowiedź druga.
Some people think in the future everyone will study at home in their own time, with the help of robot teachers. But I don't believe that. I think children in 20 years' time will still attend schools, but they will learn practical things, such as cooking healthy meals, spending money wisely, or staying safe on the internet. That's what will be needed most in the future world.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
In 2040, there will be lots of robots in the workplace and at home. In order to program and use the robots, students will need to learn a lot of maths and science. They will study from textbooks and video materials at home, so there won't be any fixed timetables. Students will only meet their classmates online to do various projects together. When there are difficulties, a student will be able to contact his or her teacher online to get help.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
In 2040, typical schools won't exist anymore. Everyone will learn at home. So children won't meet during lessons, unfortunately. Computers will replace teachers, and subjects will be explained in educational films, shown according to the timetable for a particular course. After finishing a course, students will take a test. I think paper textbooks will still be used, but of course there will be no need to carry heavy school bags.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
If you've been around water in the summer, you've probably seen a dragonfly. The largest of them can be the size of a mouse, but the smallest are as little as a spider. All dragonflies have four wings, strong enough to carry some of them across the Atlantic, which is a distance of almost 18,000 kilometers. The fastest dragonflies can fly at speeds of up to 55 kilometers per hour and have very good eyesight. This is why they have such huge eyes. Dragonflies may seem scary, but they don't bite people. When they are hungry, they catch various insects and eat them while sitting on plants near water.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
If you've been around water in the summer, you've probably seen a dragonfly. The largest of them can be the size of a mouse, but the smallest are as little as a spider. All dragonflies have four wings, strong enough to carry some of them across the Atlantic, which is a distance of almost 18,000 kilometers. The fastest dragonflies can fly at speeds of up to 55 kilometers per hour and have very good eyesight. This is why they have such huge eyes. Dragonflies may seem scary, but they don't bite people. When they are hungry, they catch various insects and eat them while sitting on plants near water.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Why did you miss your train to Brighton?
Wypowiedź druga.
How was your flight to New York?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Who is waiting for you over there?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
What should I do if I get to the airport too late?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Why did you miss your train to Brighton?
Wypowiedź druga.
How was your flight to New York?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Who is waiting for you over there?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
What should I do if I get to the airport too late?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.